The World Meteorological Organization dropped a significant warning yesterday that's already moving agricultural commodity markets this morning. They're declaring an 80% chance of El Niño developing this summer, with over 90% probability it persists through November. Sarah, for those tracking global food security, this timing couldn't be worse, given existing supply chain pressures.
The timing is particularly concerning because we're already seeing stress in protein markets. There's a developing whey protein shortage hitting the food industry, with prices soaring and some suppliers completely sold out for the rest of the year. This is driven partly by increased demand from GLP-1 users and protein-packed foods, but El Niño could compound these pressures significantly.
What makes this El Niño warning economically significant is the convergence with the Iran crisis. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi issued a stark warning that President Trump has only days to strike a deal with Iran before surging oil prices from potential Strait of Hormuz disruptions could push the U.S. into recession within weeks. We're talking about oil markets that are already jittery, seeing additional agricultural commodity volatility from weather disruption.
The interconnected nature of these risks is what makes them so dangerous. El Niño typically brings severe weather patterns that can devastate crop yields in key producing regions, while simultaneously affecting shipping routes and energy production. When you layer that on top of geopolitical tensions that could restrict oil flows through the world's most critical choke point, you're looking at potential supply shocks across multiple essential commodities simultaneously.
And the Federal Reserve is watching this closely. Agricultural commodity price spikes have historically been significant drivers of inflation, and with the central bank still working to maintain price stability after the challenges of recent years, any weather-driven food price surge could complicate monetary policy significantly. The futures markets are already pricing in some of this risk, with agricultural contracts showing increased volatility overnight.
From a global perspective, El Niño events have historically triggered food security crises in vulnerable regions, particularly in parts of Africa and Asia, where subsistence farming dominates. This could accelerate migration patterns and create additional geopolitical instability at a time when international institutions are already strained by ongoing conflicts and economic pressures.
The WMO's high confidence level in this prediction is notable because their forecasting models have significantly improved over the past decade. When they're saying 90% probability through November, that's strong enough for markets to start positioning defensively. We're likely to see increased volatility in everything from grain futures to fertilizer companies to food processors as this develops.